Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Come on, man. Brooks and Dunn.
No, 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 no.
Brooks and Dunn, best duo in the history of country music.
No.
Learn your facts.
Also,
I have heard of Brooks and Dunn. Oh, my bad. I have heard of him.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes, I thought that sounded okay, but Jack texted me and asked for a country song.
Well, yeah, I didn't like
it. And didn't play it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what'd you pick?
Cruise Remix featuring Nelly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what that
featuring
is.
Nelly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nelly tried. Did,
Nelly went country at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Tim McGraw run there in like 2005-ish.
That was a good song.
My Place, not really country, but same time.
The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of your dreams and on budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. People are crazy, man. Should the Eagles bring in Doug Peterson to be as an offensive consultant right now?
That's a great idea.
64.2% say yes.
So I've actually come around a little bit.
I'm out.
I'm just, look, I do not think the coaches are the problem, but I am deep enough in the season that I am not against the idea of bringing in, not Doug, or just somebody that could get a fresh set of eyes on things. That's what I wanted heading into the season. I don't think Petula's been bad, but I thought this is exactly what it would look like if you just promoted from within. So they've done it before. They brought Fangio in 1 year.
On one hand, you're saying you don't think he's been bad, but then you're saying this is exactly what I thought would happen.
Exactly.
Well, if Kevin Petula and Nick Sirianni are good coaches, don't you think they would forget about bringing somebody in some official capacity? Aren't they calling one of their trusted confidants and say, hey, can you take a look at this for me? Tell me if you see
maybe.
It. Or maybe they see it.
I just don't see a negative in it anymore. As long as they're on board with it. Now, that would be the key part. I don't want this guy walking in where Nick and Kevin don't want him there. But I don't think it would hurt to have a fresh set of eyes that might be able to say, hey, I know you're doing it this way, but I've always done it this way. What do you think of that?
So speaking of which, Peter Schrager was talking about the simplistic offense that we've been yelling and screaming about. Here is what he had to say.
Here's what I'll say about Kevin Petula. He comes from that Frank Reich tree. He comes there from Nick Sirianni.
What?
When he was with Phil Rivers and they were with the Colts, they used to throw the ball all over the yard. And Sirianni and Reich likes to throw the ball. They used to do motion. You're not seeing any of it. You're seeing basically, can AJ and Devontae go one-on-one? Can they make their plays? Can Saquon break a tackle? And that's the offense. Like, this is not a guy who just woke up and was handed the job here. This is a guy who's had a career learning about offenses and designing offenses. And I don't think it's necessarily by design that this is the offense that it is. It seems like maybe this is what he thinks is their best chance to win, given what they've got at the quarterback spot and what they've got going with offense. Like, trust me, he knows how to do all the stuff that we see, all the bells and whistles. They're not even trying it. So that's the red flag to me. Like, why not give this offense a chance to do something creative? Why not give this offense a chance to run some of the exotic stuff that his offenses have run before?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is where I always end up.
Yes. Yeah.
It's always been simple. It's always been
simple. Yeah, it was simple when Shane Steichen ran the offense. Yeah. It's always been simple.
And to be fair, they have been, you know, a top 10 offense every year pretty much. So, like, it's not like they have been really bad this year. They're not normally this bad. Even 2023,
this is the worst
they have been.
But it's also the worst offensive line.
Agreed. I think that is obviously a huge part of it. A lack of a running game, like Ike said, is a huge part of it, for sure.
And listen, while I'm not sitting here trying to blame Kevin Petullo for everything, the idea, if I'm reacting to Peter Schrager's report there and what he's saying, they coach Phillip Rivers. First of all, you coach Phillip Rivers in year, 17 or 18? How much did you change for Phillip Rivers? Phillip Rivers, by then, understands offense completely. He's a pure pocket quarterback. It's much easier to assimilate him in an offense that doesn't have to change a whole lot. Who was there before Phillip Rivers?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah. Another pocket thrower, you know, with some athletic ability. And by the way, Phillip Rivers threw 24 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. It's not like he threw 40 touchdowns to 8 interceptions.
They
didn't lead the league in passing or anything of that nature.
No, I think the point mostly from Schrager is they weren't running four guys all running hitch routes. Mm-hmm. You know, like he understands. That is where I end up,
is this more, to me, the issue is, why are you calling the play in this instance with four hitch routes? All the other routes aren't hitch routes. The throws down the field to Devontae, the slant to A.J. Brown, those aren't hitch routes. So I'm seeing other play calls being made. Let's not act like everything they run from a passing standpoint is five-yard hitches.
Agreed.
The real issue is, in a critical situation, why is that the play you're going
to? So I think it's because that's what the play, like the quarterback, honestly, is probably most comfortable running. So when it's a big play,
and they don't want to turn the ball over in that particular situation, too.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you run the simple, you see what I'm saying, though? Like, there's other plays that aren't hitch routes that he's obviously throwing and making.
I will say, though, a lot of the reporting you hear about, like, why the offense looks the way it does, does blame Jalen. I would just say the coaches better be right that Jalen either doesn't want to do this other stuff or can't do it. Because I think it's a little unfair for it always to be like, they do it because Jalen can't do it. They do it because Jalen can't do it. And I do think that is why. But maybe they have to try to get Jalen out of his comfort zone more. Like, I don't know.
You don't think they've tried that in
practice? No, I'm sure they have. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they have. They definitely have.
So on the you gave him, a C on the first
one? I gave him a C minus on the first one, and I knocked him down to a D.
A D on the rewatch.
Yes.
Why? So, as a...
Yeah, and I actually felt better after rewatching the game. What made you look... How did you rewatch the
game? I actually came away less impressed with the start of the game as well. He was good at the start, for sure. I think Jalen's accuracy has really taken a step back this year.
Go ahead.
Well, even the touchdown to AJ, right? And you can say this is nitpicking.
But the touchdown...
It was behind him.
The touchdown to AJ is behind AJ and up high. There is nobody within 5 yards in front of AJ. That could have been a way easier throw.
Let me ask you this. How was Jalen's view? Was it obstructed? He had somebody in his lap.
So it looked to me like he had maybe someone. He sidestepped to the right a little bit, but I thought he could still have made a better throw.
That's easy for you to say.
Well, of course. My
point is that I have issue with quarterback's accuracy if they're standing there with the ability to throw the ball and it's not being obstructed. You know, quarterbacks have to make throws with guys in their lap.
Agreed.
Guys hitting their arm when they throw the ball. All of those types of things affect accuracy. I got issue with their accuracy if you don't have any pressure at your feet, you didn't have to reset your feet, and you're just standing there and you miss a throw.
Yeah, so I agree with you on that. My initial watch, and I'd have to rewatch again, is thinking that he was not impacted by the throw. But if I rewatched it, maybe I'll see it that way. But there have been throws this year. Let's talk about
this game specifically.
Okay, so this game as well.
Yeah.
I thought there was the deep pass to Devontae. Devontae obviously had to make a huge adjustment to go and get it. There was a big pass to Goddard down the field in the first half. I thought he overthrew. There's just been too many times this year where it feels like there have been throws Jalen normally makes that he doesn't make. And one thing I think hurt the offense this past Sunday is when we're going to say, why can't they move the ball consistently? Why isn't Petullo getting guys open? I'm not saying guys are open all the time, but there are enough times through watching him all year on Sunday where guys are open and he just flat out misses them.
Yeah, I think the Green Bay game, I saw that.
Calcaterra throw in the Green Bay game.
I've seen it. I'm not saying that you're wrong, that it never happens. I just think for a guy who completes almost 70% of his passes, I don't know how inaccurate he can be. Yeah, I mean, he actually had a perfect game throwing the football. Yes, you're going to miss some throws.
Agreed.
You're going to miss some throws. Every quarterback does. I watch it every Sunday.
Yep.
I watch Brock Purdy, who one year led the NFL in QBR and quarterback rating, overshoot guys left and right last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to miss throws at times. Now, it doesn't mean to me that that's a major issue with him. I don't think his accuracy has been an issue.
Now, from a completion percentage, he's actually down. I think he's around 65% this year.
Yeah, and if you look at his like on target percentage, that is also
more this year.
Yeah, so he does. It is a misconception they don't take deep shots. He does take a lot of deep shots, and I think
more.
His deep ball accuracy is still good. I thought earlier in the year it was elite. I don't think he's been as good at it this year. His on target throw is the lowest since 2020. So like overall, just in terms of hitting guys where it's supposed to be, I don't think he's been as good as he normally is. Because I did come into the year thinking he was a very accurate passer. So I think that's been part of it. But here's the other reason why I knocked him down to a D. If the offense is terrible for 2.5 quarters, Jalen has to catch blame for that.
Why?
Because he's the quarterback. Like all last year, in many games this year, I have said when they win, Jalen played winning football, right? Even if his numbers weren't great, he didn't turn the ball over, those type of things. Jalen has a huge say in what play is run. He has a huge say on where the ball goes. And for 2.5 quarters, the offense didn't get in the red zone.
Uh-huh.
That is on Jalen. If I'm going to give him credit when they win.
Hold on. When you watch the game, that's what you felt.
I felt that Jalen deserved blame for part. I mean, he took the sack on 3rd and 2.
I'm talking about 2.5 quarters.
Yeah, I'm saying I thought Jalen did not play well for 2.5 quarters.
I rewatched the same game. I'm telling you, I felt better.
What did you feel? I'm curious what you felt better about.
I felt better that most of his throws that he didn't complete, he was impacted by the rush somehow. And then he had 4 or 5 throws that he actually completed that were called back and nullified because of penalties.
Mm-hmm.
Dime throws that he made. The throw he made to A.J. Brown. I don't know how many times he's made that throw this year where he hits A.J. on the slant on time. We talk about him
anticipation
and being on rhythm. I thought he was doing a lot of those things very well. What happened is they became so predictable that now the defense is just sitting back waiting on you to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
There is no real complexity to your offense that makes the defense have to think more. There's no pre-snap motion. There's nothing. We call it eye candy. There's nothing that makes the defense have to adjust to put you in a good position. Now, some could say that's Jalen because he doesn't like doing that type of stuff. And that's fair. If that's what you believe, that's fair. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying when I'm watching that game, I didn't have the same negative feeling that I had initially watching the game. I thought he played a relatively good game where he could have very easily threw for 350-some yards. As a matter of fact, you know, Dak was fortunate because Dak threw 3 interceptions easily in that game. And his numbers would have looked completely different. That's me.
All right. We will continue this after.
That's me.
So Friday is Black Friday. It's Black Friday at Colonial Hyundai, with the cars are. Now, Black Friday could be stressful, or Black Friday could be like Colonial has. And Colonial is going to make it not stressful. Starting 8 a.m. on Friday, you can save up to $12,000 on any new Hyundai in stock. And on Friday, when you buy that brand new Hyundai, drive away with a $1,000 gift card to spend however you want. They're not going to tell you how to spend it. You want to spend it on gifts for the holidays? Fine. You want to spend it on yourself? That's fine, too. So head over, Colonial Hyundai, Black Friday, over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock, the biggest incentives of the year, up to 12 grand you can save on any new Hyundai in stock, plus a $1,000 gift card with your purchase. Take advantage of it now. Also, buy with no money down, finance with rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months. Black Friday only, 12 grand off any new Hyundai and a $1,000 gift card with your purchase. Online, you can go to ColonialHyundai.com 24/7. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy Hyundai. Offers can't be combined. $1,000 gift card at dealer listed price on new vehicles. See store for details. All right, so Elliot,
yes.
you had during Vic Fangio's press conference last week a bit of a controversy.
Yes.
In that you told John McMullen, pipe down, I'm talking.
Not in those words.
Well,
but
essentially.
Yeah.
And Vic Fangio.
You would mention as a coach.
Ooh, he kind of put you in your place there.
Yeah. Vic Fangio got some sassy
Vic with the commentary.
Yeah. Hey. So today, there was more, and it sounded, yours did not sound nasty. It sounded like I got a little nasty today. So here's what happened.
We didn't get off in time.
Finish.
What's that?
When you're... Shut up.
When you're... Let the guy finish the answer before we start asking him.
They're wasting...
We're good. We're good.
When it comes to call...
So there was a shut up in there.
Yeah. And shut up, Rube.
Yeah.
Hear that again.
We didn't get off in time.
Finish.
What's that?
When you're... Shut up, Rube.
When you're the guy, finish the answer before we start asking him.
They're wasting.
We're good. We're good.
Okay.
So
that was a shut up, Rube. I heard that clearly.
Wow. Yeah.
So the person being told to shut up was Ruben Frank. Are you able to tell us who told him to shut up?
Yeah, I think it's fair. It was John McMullen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So McMullen did not want another step over.
No.
Did not want another step over. Wow.
Tense times.
Yeah, did it feel
tense
in the
room? So the interesting dynamic is,
yeah,
like, to get a question in there is hard down there. There's a lot of people. It's not like they pass a mic around. You basically just have to yell and talk over the person, and then whoever wins out gets it. And that's why last week with the John McMullen thing, like, I was ready to ask my
question.
You
weren't taking no for an answer.
Yeah, exactly. Pulled out the belt, right?
Yes.
But so I think what McMullen was doing, and somewhat understandably, was he... You have to time it so when Fangio is done, you start before everybody else. And that
right.
does lead to, at times, where it sounds like the guy is going to end and he doesn't. So I think McMullen jumped in thinking Fangio was over. Understandably, it happens fairly frequently.
Yeah. It's like a false start.
And, you know.
Yeah.
So they should have penalty flags.
Yes.
You're banned from questions for a little bit you jump off sides.
But the shut up rule was aggressive.
It was
so
a lot.
So I actually thought it was like kind of, shut up rule. Like a friendly natured one.
Oh, good spin.
Yeah.
No,
good
I'm just
spin.
Being honest from being there, but obviously it's not get
no,
taken
that was
that
not
way.
A good nature. That was
okay.
that was an I'm irritated.
Man, we're getting close to a McClain Les Bowen punching situation.
Well,
if this season keeps spiraling.
Let me ask you this, Elliot. Who would you say exclude yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say are the top three at getting the question?
Well, honestly, McMullen is a clear number one. That's
really?
Why I, that's why when
okay.
I when So what you don't hear in that clip of me and McMullen is I had tried twice prior and had not won. And so finally, by the third time, I was like, hold on. I'm going to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That changes things.
Yeah, exactly. So McMullen is a clear number one, in
okay.
my opinion.
Right.
Number two. I mean, McClain is very good.
Okay.
He gets his questions in.
Okay.
I don't like Tim McManus, I guess I would say. Also, like when Tim talks, you know, people.
Yeah, well, he's very good.
He is.
Yeah.
He's your favorite. Exactly. Yeah. I knew you'd be happy.
You didn't
to
want
hear
to bring
that.
Up Tim. We felt it in your voice.
Yeah.
I guess
you're
Tim
just waiting.
You're my favorite. You know,
yeah. Yes. I won despite Spike's vote last year.
Well, I didn't say Tim was my favorite. I just said he's very good.
Yeah. And he won agreed. The popular vote last year.
He did.
Yeah. Well, that's not surprising.
He got the most number one votes.
Yeah. For Eagles Inside of the Year. Yeah.
Didn't get the title, though.
He did not get the title.
So
rigged election.
Speaking of Vic Fangio, we have all this all these injuries in the secondary. So there is safety,
yes,
and cornerback. What did Vic say is going to happen at those two positions on Friday?
Well, you got to love that Vic just says what's going to happen as opposed to, right? So he said he expects Reed Blankenship to play, number one. So that is a big deal, because had he not been out, then you really are in trouble with the safety. So I would assume Adoree is not going to play. He didn't say that.
So he said Reed and then who? Sidney Brown?
Oh, sorry. So it'll be Reed and Sidney Brown.
Okay.
Those will be the starting safeties.
Who's Sidney going to hurt on his own team this week?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Tough.
But it is interesting. I mean, Sidney, I don't think it's a tough spot when you go into the game like that, but I don't think he played particularly well last week. He lost the job earlier in the year, so I do wonder how long of a leash he'll have. Vic.
What other options do
we
have?
Vic brought up Andre Sam. He said he could be elevated. I'm just letting you know what he said.
Where's Lewis Cine? Wasn't he supposed to be the breakout player?
For what it's worth, Andre Sam is someone I know. Like, Christian Parker likes him a lot. Just putting it out there.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you turn the TV on Friday and you're like, who's this? That's who Andre Sam is. He's been on the team for 2 years. He's been good in training camp. Has never really gotten out there. And then at the other corner spot, I think it'll be Cooper if Adoree doesn't play. At CB2. And I think it'll be Michael Carter at nickel.
Yep.
And I do think there's a shot, though, that Cooper could move to safety if Sidney Brown is really struggling. He got a lot of reps there in training camp.
What is going on with Jacory?
And then real quick, is that Keeley at two? And to your point,
what's going on with Jacory and Bennett?
I don't think Jacorian's really going to play this year.
Wow.
I mean, you figure he's behind Adoree, he's behind Cooper, he's behind Keeley because of special teams. Keeley goes up on Sundays because of that. And he's been hurt, and he came in late in training camp. So Vic was asked about him today and said, we won't really know until he gets in a game, but it's going to be tough for him to get in a game.
I'm just wondering, are we stronger with Coop in his natural position?
I agree.
Versus having him out there on that island? And I wasn't impressed with Michael Carter Sunday. I mean, first of all, you take that route on that pick play. You go. You're a DB. You're taught to go in front of the linebackers when you're running across the field. You don't run behind the linebackers, and then you knocked off Quinyon Mitchell. That's not a veteran nickel corner anticipating pick routes and everything that I would expect a veteran to know.
That's a good point.
Coop does that. Coop goes under. He makes sure he's not getting picked off. There's a signal to Quinyon as he goes over there. In, out. You got him. I got him. None of that happened. You knock off Quinyon is a big play to George Pickens, which causes Crash to come down and injure Drew Macuba.
Yeah.
So look at how many bad things happen off that play because of, to me, the route that Michael Carter II took to follow that motion across the formation.
Is that a communication thing because he hasn't been here?
Yes, because he just hasn't been here. But somebody like Coop, who's used to being out there playing with those guys and talking about those things, think back to the play last year against the Bengals when Coop made that tackle on
Jamar Chase.
Yep. That was a designed pick play to get Jamar Chase open and run Coop through traffic and get him picked off. He was able to avoid that communication, go make the big play on fourth down. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is I understand moving Coop out there. I just wonder if is that our strongest unit?
I don't like moving Coop out there. I think his game is just better suited for the middle of the field. That's why I would almost rather have him at safety and have him like come up from the safety box.
I agree with that.
I just think when you take him down the sideline, you're taking him out the middle of the field.
Yeah, he's out of the play.
And he is a great tackler. I don't think he has like the long speed. I know people think it was OPI, and arguably it was, but like, CeeDee had a step on him, you know? So, and they went after him. I thought that was very noteworthy, too. When he went out there, the Cowboys decided they were going to go after him. So, and for what it's worth, Vic all year has really sounded like he does not want to move
Cooper. Yeah.
And I think he's doing it somewhat out of necessity, but he's been clear, like, Coop is very, very good at that role.
And to your point about the tackling, this might have been, and maybe I'm wrong, but this felt like the first time there were big plays in the middle of the field. Coming across the field.
Yeah.
You know, slant routes where guys aren't in position to make tackles. The running back.
Well, as soon as Coop went to the side, they ran it up the middle for a big game.
Yes, everything was in the middle of the field. Javonte Williams, big run up the middle.
And the Bears receivers.
Cooper's closer to the action if he's by the hashes.
And the Bears receivers are not George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, I do think you could put Keeley out there and keep Coop at nickel. And I think Keeley should be able to survive out there.
Well, clearly Vic doesn't think
no, clearly
much
he does not.
We don't question Coach.
That's no, right. Exactly on right. your graphic ooh, that's coming out for the game. Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Move aside, you yeah, two. Okay. Okay. Elliot question. Right under the buzzer. On the graphic you put out on the quarterback one for this week, will Caleb Williams be ahead of Jalen?
No.
Damn. All right.
Where would you put him?
I don't know, Jim.
I'm not a big Caleb Williams.
He's having a good little year.
I think he's a future league MVP.
Yeah, I think Caleb's going to be good.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Benny.
I actually think this Bears team reminds me a lot of the 2021 yeah, Eagles.
That's a good marriage, Ben Johnson.
Yeah, but they throw the ball.
That's good for Caleb Williams. He has
they don't throw it a ton, I don't think. They're like top seven in the league in pass in run attempts.
Yeah, come on, Jack.
Yeah.
All right.
Do a little homework.
All right. You can get the Go Birds. Thank you, Elliot.
I have no interest, actually.
Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you, yeah.
You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you... Is there going to be an ESPN tomorrow night?
There's not because of...
the Turkey Bowl.
Yeah, Turkey Bowl.
Dude, you got bumped for the Turkey Bowl? Well,
hey.
I mean, that's insulting.
Huge game.
Yeah.
The
Audubon versus somebody.
Well, you can get versus somebody.
Wow.
You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast, including the Free Odyssey app. Comes out every day. Get your little Eagles update in the morning from Elliot, and
yes,
then get the pods right after the games as well.
Little Eagles update.
Well, it's a smaller pod.
It's a good way to start your day.
Yeah, it's a 30.
Get all the news you need and all my takes.
Anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes. Yeah. It's somewhere in
last
there.
Week, gave you 30 minutes on why Jalen's bigger than the Eagles.
Yes.
Oh, the hell does that mean?
That's the type of stuff you're doing.
Yeah, I think he's bigger than the Eagles.
That's
now.
Why you got to subscribe.
Yeah.
Dude, you ask why I listen? That's why I listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Elliot. Great job.
Good stuff. Yeah.
And great job breaking down the media controversy.
Yeah,
thank
it.
You.
I am aware it's a difficult spot for you. I don't care, but
yeah,
I am aware.
Well,
of
that's
it.
Clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I appreciate
happy
it.
Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. 215-592-9494. Sheil Kapadia joins us next for a very special Tuesday edition. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. Now, it's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. Now, when everyone's done, you each lock in a group parlay with your own funds because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better for you, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use to build. Now, grab your crew, start your build, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. FanDuel. Play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.